All right, now hopefully everyone in here is pay attention to me. Hopefully everyone is fulfilling its duty to daily check the announcements, which means that you already have seen the instructions that I posted today. I posted those really just as a backup reminder while you're out in the field. I want to go over it quickly, but it's pretty easy to understand anyway. But in case you forget what to do, go to my announcements, not Blackboard, to see. There will be some, because since there are more students than there are stations, there will be some stations where there will be two students. I've already made the map, so you don't get a choice of who you work with or whether you work alone. I'm just going to hand out the maps. But anyway, the first duty once you get out there, of course, is to figure out where you're going. So hopefully the map will be pretty self-explanatory. Every feeding station looks pretty much the same. It's marked with, an orange flag, and the flag has the number on it. But aside from the flag, there is just a tray, which is where the seed will be. And so when you first get there, make sure that there is adequate seed in the tray, because you're not adding seed for the first time. They've been seeded so that the birds can get used to the seed being there. Anyway, top the seed off if it needs to be. If there's already plenty of seed, don't bother doing that, but make sure there's a goodly dollop of seeds. Did I give someone the unlabeled one? You probably. Where's the first one I handed one to? Who has one that doesn't have a treatment sequence listed?
You handed this one to me first.
Who did I just give you the unlabeled one? Oh no, there's someone missing. Never mind. All right, so just the really important thing is that you do the treatment sequence correctly, right? So you know what C and U and T stand for, but don't necessarily do C and then U and then T unless it tells you to. Look at your treatment sequence. When you do the control, just make sure there's nothing sitting next to it, to the tray, that is. And that means you need to be far enough away from the tray as well. Wherever you sit while you do your observations, sit in the same position for all three treatments. For stations that are going to have two students, you will be sitting together, but don't speak unless it's necessary to coordinate something about setting up the experiment. Just ignore each other and do separate counts, and don't worry what those counts are until you get back here, like I said on the instructions. You should have the same counts if you're doing the counts well. But if there are differences, compare them and do an average, but don't have any half birds, right? Round up for the averages. Anyway, when you change the treatments, when it comes time to an unfamiliar object, the unfamiliar object is just the bucket itself. But just make sure nothing's in it, so keep your seed bag where you're seated. You know, you carry the stuff out in the bucket, of course, just keep everything where you're seated and put just the empty bucket, regular, open side up, right at one of the far corners of the tray. Far corners so that you don't block the view of any birds that you're going to count. Okay, but put it right at the corner. Standardize your position. And then when you do the threatening object, doesn't matter whether you take an owl or a snake when you leave here today, but take one or the other. Put that threatening object in the same place you put the bucket for the unfamiliar object, right at the corner. Okay? That's really all there is to it. And you can take field guides in case you don't have these kinds of birds memorized. They're easy to spot. They're easy to tell apart. And I have pictures on the announcements I've used, as you've seen. You can use those pictures, but if you can't tell the difference between a mourning dove and a white-winged dove, which are pretty similar in size and shape and coloration, they're obvious, though, when you look at the tip of the wing. The mourning dove picture I have on my site is kind of showing it from the back of the bird, so you can't really see the front edge of the wing. But on white-winged dove, if you look at them from the side, a white-winged dove has that definite white stripe at the leading edge of the wing, and a mourning dove will not have that. And notice that there is a pretty drastic difference between male and female of house finches, which is why I posted separate pictures of those. They look about the same otherwise, but the coloration is different. Okay, now, go ahead.
Is a white-winged dove the Inca dove?
No, Inca doves are much smaller. Inca doves are about this big. White-winged doves and mourning doves are about this big. Also, Inca doves, if you're looking at them, as you'll probably just see them walking around, so you won't really see their coloration, but if when they spread their wings out, you see that they are ruddy or rusty-colored. That's another obvious part of them. But Inca doves and mourning doves will likely be pretty common out there compared to the others. Depends, though. Now, notice that there is a slot for other species. You can just lump anything else that's not one of those seven in there and count them all in as one category. You don't really have to identify them, but go ahead and tally them up if you do see something else. So, while you're out there, the only pieces of paper you should be filling out and looking at are the ones that have the species on them, which are the final three pages of that PDF, the one that has one that's called data sheet, I guess. Data sheet for bird foraging study. So notice there are 30 rows. It's going to take you a little bit more than an hour and a half to do this, right? That's or actually quite a bit more than an hour and a half, because it's important for you to give a full 10 minutes before you start the first minutes count, right? After you set it up originally, wait 10 full minutes, not moving, not speaking, just watching. Memorize how the birds look before you start your count. But also be really consistent in your counts. So, you know, as soon as the timer beeps, reset it so that it's counting another minute immediately before you do your count. But then immediately do your count. Get that over with in plenty of time for it to beep again. Right? You don't want to have gaps between minutes, in other words. So reset your timer immediately. You'll just do one count per minute as you see in the instructions, and just put the put numbers in the three sheets. You have one sheet for each of the three treatments. So write down which treatment on which sheet. Write down the time that you get out there and the time that you leave at the top. And yeah, go ahead. It only matters, the time of day really only matters for our section compared to other sections. So you can write the same time span on each of the three sheets, just the time that you first get out there and the time that you actually leave. Everyone understand what I'm saying there? Okay, now, since we're so spread out, well, first of all, I wouldn't want to be walking from station to station because I might scare the birds away. Second, we're spread out so much that if one of you runs into a problem, you're not going to know where I am. So while you're out there, I'm going to stay here at Command Central. And if you run into a problem, if the instructions don't make sense to you or whatever, you can call me on this phone, if I remember how to use these gizmos. You pick up this part, right? We need to make sure this number that's listed is actually true, though. So someone call 543-8184. 602. Speaking. All right, we're good to go. So you can either call that number that I just gave you. Did everyone get it? 602-543-8184. Or you can text me or email me at ty@asu.edu. Okay, because I'll just be sitting at the computer doing, finalizing your grades. Any questions on how you're doing this all? Just make sure you bring back exactly the same stuff that you take out. Leave the tray there, and of course, and leave it seated before you You know, do one final seeding as you leave. You have seed, you have everything up here. Just take from my pile.